Monday's shooting at the Covenant School in Nashville is the 128th mass shooting in the United States. Authorities in Tennessee are now looking for the motive that ended the lives of 3 9-year-old children, a school administrator, a teacher, and a custodian. The shooter has been identified by police as 28-year-old Audrey Hale. According to her social media accounts, Hale is a biological female, but identified as he/him. Fox's Grinnell Scott is with us and has the latest on the shooter.
Audrey Hale had 2 assault weapons and a handgun on her when she was shot and killed by police at the Covenant School. Police are still sorting through why she attacked and killed the victims, but Police Chief John Drake says there are clues they are examining.
We have a manifesto. We have some writings that we're going over that pertain to this day, the actual incident. We have a map drawn out of how this was all going to take place.
Chief Drake says there is a working theory police have, but they aren't sharing it until they are more certain of that motive. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
So I was at the dentist's office yesterday when a lot of the press conferences were being held, and the story was all anyone in the waiting room could talk about. So I know it's on your mind. I know it's on my mind. I know we all have a lot to say about this one. So allow me to go first with some of my thoughts. As I mentioned, this is the 128th mass shooting in the United States, and yet we are still hearing the same old messages from our lawmakers. Take White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre. She stood at the podium yesterday and said, and I quote, "How many more children have to be murdered before Republicans in Congress will step up and act to pass the assault weapons ban, to close loopholes in our background check system, or to require the safe storage of guns?" Nancy Pelosi tweeted this yesterday. "Gun violence is the leading cause of death for children and teens in America, known as Generation Lockdown. If we want to protect our children in school, we should be banning assault weapons, not books." Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene also taking to Twitter, writing, and I quote, "Children and school staff should always be protected by the same way politicians, money, precious stones, and gold are protected, but even more so by good guys with guns." At one point yesterday, during one of these press conferences that I was watching, the mayor of Nashville actually went as far as blaming the guns for this attack and others like it.
"The leading cause of kids get death now is guns and gunfire."
Yesterday, 3 9-year-olds were killed by a person. Yesterday, 3 families kissed their kiddos goodbye for the last time. 3 other families kissed their loved ones goodbye for the last time as well. And not even 24 hours later, we're bickering over guns. Republicans want more of them. Democrats clearly want less of them. 128 mass shootings. And yet we have not learned that this nonsensical bickering gets us nowhere. Furthermore, Democrats and Republicans, why have we created and catered to a culture where we don't ask why? Why has our society produced so many people who want to commit mass murder? Matt Walsh put it bluntly on social media yesterday, but he nailed it. He said, "Take the guns and you will still have a country infested with homicidal sociopaths. Where are they coming from? What is creating them? These are the questions we should be asking." Damn straight, Matt. We always put our focus on the guns instead of the person pulling the trigger. 128 mass shootings, and we still insist on placing our focus on the guns? Have we learned nothing after 128 mass shootings? I don't care where the shooter pulls the trigger. At a grocery store, a nightclub, a park, a bank, a school. If their intent is to kill, clearly they are mentally disturbed. But we don't say that. We're too flipping afraid of offending someone. I'm so sick and tired of this PC culture that we have created. It is getting people, it is getting kiddos killed. Wake up, Washington, because I've got a message for all of you sitting in DC right now being protected by good guys with guns. How you handle this, how you react to this mass shooting, will send a message. This was a female who identified as he/him, opening fire at a Christian school. Think about that. This was a hate crime, whether you want to admit it or not. So how this is handled is wildly important. This will be a defining moment, and Republicans, Democrats, don't mess it up, or it will be open season on Christians. Don't mess this up, as lives are at stake.
Podcasts by Federated Media.